This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all. So you're a job guy.
And now, another celebrity PSA. That's public service announcement for those of you in Rio Linda. From Off the Hook Radio. Because we care. Sorta. Not really.
Christopher Walken here. Hey, the one thing I need, it's not more cowbell right now. It's for you to wash your hands. And you know, fella, maybe if you get a watch from Vietnam, smuggled up your ass. You know, maybe give it some Lysol. Wash your hands a little extra. May got coronavirus on it. Ah.
Hey, I found Clorox wipes at the store today.
Holy shit, really? I still can't find it.
Congratulations.
The small ones, and you're only allowed to buy one.
Yeah, assholes.
But
at least they had them.
Yeah, I like Lysol better, but yeah, it's the first time I've seen them since... like March 15th. Oh, and just to make you guys even more jealous, guess what I got today?
It's hard to say with you, to be honest.
Purell.
No clue.
Oh, you found some Purell.
Got Purell.
Where the freak did you buy that?
We got some kind of something. I don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah, but it's not Purell. Where did you find this? On the black market?
Amazon.
Oh, they actually got it in stock?
Just the little bottles.
Oh, you know.
But I got a bunch of them.
We got one of our local.
I'm in Florida. I can put it in my car and have it explode.
Oh, there you go.
Cool.
We got one of our local plant places that closed early this year because they sold out so fast that they turned their facility. They're making hand sanitizer for all the local businesses here, which is kind of cool. We have a couple businesses that are doing that around here. So
good. Hope they put aloe vera in it.
I don't know, but they do. They do. They're a hemp farm too. They produce tons and tons and tons of hemp. They make their own CBD oil. It's pretty cool. It's a nice place.
It's for rope.
Well, they make CBD oil out of theirs. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I wanted some potted plants for Father's Day. Nobody sent me any.
Just saying.
I'm not gonna make a point about that.
No, we can because I did. I sent you three of them plus a close up.
You sent me pictures.
Well, he couldn't send you the real thing.
They're very large potted plants.
Very.
Anyway. So, hey, you ready on the soundboard?
Absolutely.
Welcome to Off the Hook Radio for June 29th.
2020.
You know, maybe we should blame this whole year on Baba Walters.
Blame it on somebody.
That's what I'm thinking. And, you know, this stuff's getting freaking crazy. All this political correctness bullshit that's going out there, you know, I'm just tired of it. But, you know, I'm thinking about selling the house and the master suite in my house. You guys have seen it. It's awesome. And it's a main selling point of the house. I showed you. I didn't have the new massage bubble jet tub in and the new shower yet, though, when you were down.
I never saw any of it.
I've remodeled it since, but it's even better now.
Well, then you missed out because it's on.
But I can't call it a master suite according to some of these realtor companies now anymore. But I don't. It's the main selling point. So if I can't call it that, if I do call it that, I'm wondering if only racists will buy my house. Mm-hmm. And I wonder how many wealthy racists there are anyway. Well, I don't know. I guess I only need one. But no matter what, I am still going to use my teeth whitener. Fuck them. It's just getting ridiculous.
Yeah, I saw that.
I saw over the weekend was every black person I saw on TV bitched about Aunt Jemima. Not that she was on the pancakes and they're taking them off. One guy said, he says, white people and black people have been eating pancakes together for 100 years.
Well, you know what else is
one of the few things we like agree pancakes on all the time. Yeah.
McLean's wife, she threw out a tweet the other day, which I quite honestly took as she was just being kind of sarcastic. And it was, you know, we're 1 week removed from, you know, removing Mount Rushmore. And I kind of thought she was, you know, being sarcastic in the way that
his daughter
or was his daughter. I'm sorry. But the thing is she's actually now kind of correct because there's been talks about that as well. I mean, it's just out of control. Yeah. It's just out of control.
You're going after Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt, and abolitionist statues just because they're old. I call it the March of the Morons. These people are just fucking stupid. Right. And they've been hijacked, but we're not going to, that's not a subject for tonight. We want to start tonight with a new segment. Got a new segment.
Cool. What do we got?
It's called Brent's Bitch.
Oh, that's for me.
And I'm not talking about DJ Slim's wife. No, I.
Yeah, nice not, to oh, God, say that.
Not, not the Divine Miss M. Brent's Bitch. It's a different thing. It's just stuff that gets our quieter co-host all fired up. And since CB and I like spice, take it away, Brent.
The first one,
I got two real quick spice.
You know, we're stuck at home. We're under this, you know, COVID-19, can't really go anywhere type thing. So right. I see Burger King finally opened its dining rooms. And I just wanted myself a great big juicy double whopper with cheese, no bacon, or no pickle, no onion, no tomato, add bacon and barbecue. Just wanted it. I craved it. So, you know, we drive 20 minutes out of the way because that's the one that's open for dine-in. We actually wanted to dine in. I mean, it's Burger King, but still, okay. We wanted to dine in. Well, you know, we get there, the dine-in's closed, you can just grab it at the counter and leave. So drive 20 minutes all the way home. And of course, you know, these people that want $15 an hour, none of the fucking food is correct. So I was absolutely livid. But, you know, it is what it is. Just, you know, it kills me that the quality control is just not there anymore with any of these restaurants. You know, and they demand, we want more money, we want more money. But you can't even make a fucking hamburger right. But I was just... I was
confusing.
Joe Pesci said it 20 years ago. They always fuck you at the drive-thru.
They do. But it was, you know, and I always, my wife worked at Burger King, so I know how to actually give my order to the person behind the counter, the way the buttons work. So yeah. I can rattle it off right. And my receipt was right. I ordered, like I said, double Whopper with cheese, no pickle, no onion, add bacon and barbecue. And I get home, and it's a single Whopper with cheese, loaded with pickles, and nothing else. I mean, not even close. So, you know, that's
maybe just, they thought pickles were bacon.
I guess maybe that's the new bacon pickles. There you go. I don't know, but anyways, I got to tell you, our governor. I live in New York, you know, and we have the. Sorry. I know, but you know, we have the most idiotic. I know, but our governor is just a moron. Absolute tool. But you know, he told everybody who could open on this phase 4, and then he's, you know, backtracked on who can open in this new phase 4, and he's taken away, you know, gyms and this and that and everything else. And he's, you know, but now all of a sudden, because we have spikes in other areas of the country, which like Texas is one of them, Arizona now has a big spike and this and that and everything else, he's decided to be an asshole and quarantine people coming in New York State. So
yep.
My gym, the coaches for my daughter's gym, decided to, you know, they went on vacation because they're trying to, you know, get their vacations in this little window of opportunity before right. gym starts again on July 6th. And they went on vacation. They come back. And now because of Governor Cuomo and his stupid executive orders, they have to be quarantined. And now gym can't open, you know, for another week. And it's not their fault. It's the fact that, you know, the governor is just making all these
stupid. He's a petty little bitch.
He really is. And I mean, it's just he's causing more harm than good. And I understand. But
according to the media, he's the greatest governor in the history of governors.
Well, they're all about him. They're all about him. Because, you know, it seems to be the only black mark that he's gotten out of this whole thing is the nursing home thing. It seems like the media, other than the nursing home thing, he's the greatest governor and ever.
Even that, they're like.
They're downplaying it.
Every time they mention it, they play him saying, well, I was just following the CDC guidelines, which you
correct.
Obviously as
correct.
Here, I got a little stat for you on that one.
Yeah, go ahead.
New York, state of New York, 216 deaths per 100,000 people in the state. Okay, Florida, where he's making anybody from Florida going to New York quarantine for 2 weeks, 15 deaths per 100,000. 216 deaths per 100,000 versus 15 deaths per 100,000.
Well, can I ask
DeSantis is Hitler to the media and Cuomo is a god. You don't think the media is on the Democrat side, do you?
Oh, no.
Gee, no, I can't tell.
Not at all. But let me ask this. What, if you take, what's the largest city in Florida? What would be considered your biggest?
Miami.
Okay. Now, is the population density of Miami anywhere close to the five boroughs of New York or no?
Oh, no.
So there's part of your problem with, you know, the higher rate of
infection
in New York, but it makes no sense.
The biggest difference is DeSantis didn't send old people who were sick back to old folks' homes.
Well, no, that's true. And that's where a lot of the people,
you know, 30% of the deaths in New York, over 30% of the deaths in New York were people who were in long-term care facilities. fuck you. And yes, we're going up. And Oklahoma went up, and Arizona went up,
Texas went up.
And guess what? It's all younger people who flooded into the bars, and the bars who hadn't had any business in 2.5 months just let anybody want to come in. There was no social distancing, no mask wearing because you're drinking. All right. These people were locked up for 2 months. They're young people. They're randy. They got hormones. All their body parts still work and mostly good shape.
But the problem.
And they're out there trying to hook up. And they spread the disease around. Okay. And then you go to Texas and you go, well, gee, what happened in Texas? Well, you had 150,000 people out for George Floyd's funeral. And guess which city took off? Houston.
Correct.
Okay. But, so, you know, it's young people.
When was the funeral? People aren't,
these
2 weeks ago.
A little over 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
These people, aren't going to freaking die.
No, they're not. But hold on. You're right. They're not going to die. But because they're so stupid that they went out and you know, did this unprotected with no masks and didn't social distance, do you think that they're smart enough to not go back to people that they will be around that are susceptible to, their grandparents?
Tear down.
They are not smart enough.
That's the problem. They're going to go see grandma and grandpa, and grandma and grandpa's now going to get sick.
They're indoctrinated fucking morons.
They are. And here's why it doesn't make sense to me. In Allegheny County in Pennsylvania, which you used to live in Pennsylvania, so I'm sure you know where Allegheny County is. I know you didn't want to talk about this, but here's how stupid this is. Okay. Allegheny County came out yesterday and they said that you can still dine in their restaurants. Mm-hmm. You can still dine in bars, which I don't know how you dine in a bar because bars only serve so much food. So yeah, whatever. But you can the point is you can now.
Bar food.
But you can dine in or you can do out on their patio, but you can no longer purchase an alcoholic beverage while you dine in one of these restaurants. And that absolutely makes no sense. I mean,
sure it does. They don't want people hanging around drinking.
In a bar. I can understand this part in a bar, and that makes sense. But to go to Olive Garden, you go out with your family. You want a glass of wine. It makes no sense that I can still dine in Olive Garden, but I cannot have a glass of wine. You'll
get out of there faster.
Maybe.
I think that's
maybe.
It. Look, but if you order Chenin Blanc with spaghetti, okay, you shouldn't have wine anyway, because that's a total no-no. That's like wearing white after. Oh, I can't say that.
But the whole thing is just, it's all hypocritical. It just makes no sense.
Our summer clothes are racist?
Because they're white, because we wear white shirts.
Yeah, we wear white all the time this summer.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, maybe come Labor Day, everybody will not be a racist anymore.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
You're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day, but yeah.
All right. But we've got this situation down here because it is breaking out more and stuff. A lot of places put mandatory masks into effect today that weren't. Like, the public store that I go to, the county I'm in, there's not too much trouble. But the county right below me has been blowing up because that's where all the bars and young people are and stuff. Hillsborough County, that's where Tampa City is. And it was mandatory mask day. You know, a big sign on the window and stuff. And it was no big deal. I always have my mask with me anyway. It's no big deal. And you know, I popped my mask on the second I got out of the car anyway, even before I saw the sign. I wasn't worried about it. But there were big things, and you got to go up and down the aisles the right way and stuff. And they were on the speaker system like every 5 minutes, reminding you to follow the arrows and maintain your distance. They're trying to nip it in the bud.
But
I've got no problem with that shit, but that's because
you're right. But hold on. Why why didn't they start nipping it in the butt 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, where now you guys
our numbers didn't start going up until about 10 days ago.
But they didn't start going up. But if they wouldn't start going up if they had started doing the mask. That this is like putting the condom on after you're pregnant. You see this on Facebook all the time. Yeah, it's the same
thing. I know you guys have a good argument against it because we said it in pre-show. But, you know, if a bunch of 25-year-olds want to get COVID, they're – you know, most of them are asymptomatic. They're not going to be hospitalized. If they are hospitalized, hospitalizations are down to 5 days versus 10 or 11. Remdesivir just lowered their price by almost 50%. So your health insurance company is going to pay for it anyway. You're going to recover. You're going to recover quick. But most of these people aren't even getting sick. They're not.
But they're being tested, though.
That's the thing in Florida.
They're not being sick, but they're tested. But they're not getting sick. But that doesn't mean that, like I said, and CB just agreed just a few minutes ago, that the people are so stupid, the kids are so stupid, that they don't think twice about going back home to grandma and grandpa and aunt and uncle and every. I mean, that's the problem. Let them get their herd immunity. Let them go get sick.
If I'm grandma or grandpa, I don't let my liberal 25-year-old kid come here.
They have coronavirus, and then they go somewhere, and somebody gets infected, and it's just dumb.
Well, I did get some N95 masks from Amazon yesterday. Got them in one day, which is cool. And I was reading about the N95 masks, and the cool thing about N95 masks is they don't do shit to protect you. They protect me. Because when you inhale, it blocks everything, 95% of everything. And when you exhale, it goes out the little hole. So basically, if you're standing there without a mask and I have corona, I'm still going to send my virus at you. But I don't have corona. I've been tested. I don't have it. I'm not worried about that I have it. But I don't want to get it from you. So I'm glad I got the N95s. And I also ordered ones with carbon filters, because there's no way in hell I'm missing football. And I'm pretty sure the way this is going, it's going to be mandatory masks to go see Tom Brady and Gronk.
Yeah, but you know, I ask you a question, because I hear a lot of people say what you just said. I hear I've been tested. I don't have coronavirus. Yes. Well, you got tested yesterday or the day before.
You might get it.
Yeah, might get it. You might get it today. And so
I wear
many
people my mask
say,
when I have to.
I understand that, but I'm saying so many people are under that assumption. I got tested. I don't have it, so I'm not going to get it. They can't have that mentality. And I'm not saying you have that mentality, but there is so many people
I
that
actually
do.
Have an IQ over 100.
I know you do, but 90% of America does not.
It seems like it these days, don't it?
It sure does, and I'm not trying to be an asshole.
The mask thing is interesting, and people come down on all sides of it. And I understand my friends who say, "Well, I don't want to wear a mask because they're mandating it," and blah 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 blah. And you know, any people with pre-existing conditions, like I'm diabetic, okay, so that's a pre-existing condition. And CB, you've had heart problems a long time ago, but you know, you still have a pre-existing condition.
I have heart disease.
Yes,
I have asthma.
You got asthma.
We all have pre-existing conditions. And I'm A positive. So.
And play. Yeah. And you don't have alien god blood like I do.
I don't have alien god blood.
And so you know we have to take our precautions. And I'm fine with people who think it's horrible and stuff. But you know what I'm not fine with is Nancy Pelosi saying only real men wear masks. I don't want anybody thinking I like Nancy Pelosi, that mean nasty bitch. But we have a guy here. We got a clip. I want to play this for everybody. Right. It's from Ventura County, California. He's a radio host, and he was addressing the council that was reimposing corona restrictions on Ventura County, California, where they really don't have much of a problem. Okay, this fellow's name is John Ziegler, and I'd say John Ziegler made the point quite well.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Thank you. Next up is John Ziegler, and then Deborah Baber will be in after.
After waiting for 2 hours and now getting 2 minutes, I'll get right to the point. This board is pretending that for the last 3 months, your emperor, Dr. Levin, has not been against a mask declaration. Now, all of a sudden, we're pretending that masks are everything, even forcing speakers to use masks. I would like the board to take a position. Was Dr. Levin wrong for those 3 months? And if he was this wrong, why has he not been removed? Why has he not been fired for being so catastrophically wrong? Or do you not really believe he was wrong? You're just wearing these masks because it is a signal of your great virtue.
Damn!
Damn.
Because for the last 3 months, we have not worn them. And Ventura County has done outstandingly well and continues to do outstandingly well because we are not Los Angeles. We are not New York City. We never were going to be any of those things. Ironically, this is one of the few things Dr. Levin was actually right about. He has been wrong about everything. He is the one who told us we would have 400 to 600 hospitalizations a day. He revised that to 200 to 400 a day. We still haven't reached that in 1 day. We're barely over 200 for the entire ordeal that you guys have put us through. We now have panicked over 51 total hospitalizations in a county with 8 hospitals. Can you people do math? Can you please do basic math and understand where we are on this? This is not a crisis. You, however, have created one. You, in an effort to try to prevent all death, when we've had 43 deaths, have now ended all relevant life. And you should all be ashamed of yourselves. And this will never be forgotten, ever be forgotten. You will all be held accountable eventually in this life or the next. You all better hope there is no hell, because when you die, that's where you're going. And guess what? You're not going to be dying of COVID either. Thank you.
Oh, snap. Snap. Dr. Levin is the county health administrator for Ventura. He's Ventura County's version of Dr. Fauci. He says everything like it's a word from God, but his word from God changes every other week. So I really enjoyed that today. I heard that on Ken Matthews' show. That's the guy who fills in for Rush now and then. He's a talk radio host on WHP 580 in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I listen to it on iHeart sometimes, and I got a kick out of it. So I thought I'd let you all hear him too. John Ziegler.
Trying to figure out what he was talking about.
Yeah, well, they decided that now masks are mandatory.
Okay.
After the guy had been telling them 3 months they didn't need them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
you got 51 hospitalizations in a county of whatever.
According to that guy,
4 million with 8 hospitals. So it's not like we're overcrowding the hospitals. That's the other thing too. Texas, where the numbers are up and the media is all going like, oh, Texas is going to have a crisis. They're having a crisis. Texas has 70% of their ICU beds available. 70% are available. They're not having a crisis at the hospitals, but they shut down elective surgeries again.
According to I don't know the name of it, but the largest hospital system in the United States, which is located in Texas, is at 100% ICU capacity.
That's Houston.
Okay, I just don't know which one it is, but they are at 100% ICU capacity.
I told you what happened in Houston.
Well, no, I know. I'm just saying, but this is only a matter of time before more states have more issues as they start to lax some of the stuff.
But
so.
That's just it. Just, you know, if they're young people, let them get it. They'll get over it. Just don't go visit grandma. I know you can't trust them for that, but anyway.
These are the people that wear.
That's the way that the diseases are spread. It's this whole social distancing thing, and they don't do it.
No. And you're trying to talk to people who wear pussy hats, and you're trying to tell them not to go visit grandma and grandpa after they went to the beach.
You're just talking to a lot of 25-year-old guys with boners. You know, you can't stop them.
Nope. And
you can't stop. It was funny too, because I got my shingles shot the other day at the CVS. And when I came out from getting my shot, I had to pick up one other thing in the store. And the first thing I saw when I came out was two young guys in the mid-20s in the condom section buying those large economy boxes. And I went, well, they're not going to be social distancing. Oh, anyway.
Not at all.
We got two more reasons why Democrats can never be allowed control of our government again. Both are examples from Congress. And for those of you in Rio Linda, let me explain something to you. Con is the opposite of pro, so there's no progress with these asses in Congress. The first one, which just continues to piss me off. Congressional Democrats sign a letter demanding that the Education Department of the United States allows males in girls' sports. They demand.
That's just stupid.
They demand chicks with dicks on the athletic fields. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal. How was Vietnam, Dick? You lying piece of shit. They signed the letter, stated the department's order discriminates against transgender youth. No, we don't want to discriminate against transgender youth. If you want to be a transgender, fine. You want to be a biological male and wear a dress in high school, fine. Go right ahead. That's your choice. This is America.
What if you identify as a reindeer?
If you then wear a reindeer outfit. I don't care.
Yeah. Put horns on your head.
But you are not going to play girls basketball, field hockey, or run track against girls. I looked something up. There's a friend of mine today said something about this. And I looked it up because, you know me, I look shit up because I don't argue with people without facts.
It's the best way.
There were over 110 male high school athletes last year who beat the all-time best 100-meter time of the female Olympic top qualifier. Okay? So basically, you got 110 17- and 18-year-old boys that could beat a 25-year-old woman who's been training for this for her entire life, and she's the fastest woman in the world. Okay? 110 high school girls can beat her. High school guys can beat her. Okay? Men's are physically different than women, in case you didn't notice. Dick! Dick Blumenthal, that little thing between your legs, that makes you a man. The way you act makes you look like a sissy fuck, but you're still a man. They insisted on this. They absolutely insisted on it. This is what you get if you elect Joe Biden. Girls' sports are done. You know, girls' sports are in enough trouble because of coronavirus, especially in college, because colleges are not going to be able to fund all the other sports. Because baseball and basketball revenue is taking a huge hit.
And that's what. Okay.
And guess what the first things to do go? Girls tennis.
You don't mean baseball. You mean
golf,
football.
Diving.
They can't.
I said they football. Can't. I meant football if I said baseball. I'm sorry.
Yeah. They can't. Title IX doesn't allow them to discriminate with college funding like that. That's one of the whole reasons Title IX came about. But now, all cut, the sports will take
it. There are schools that have already cut programs.
Yeah, well, but they'll have to cut them equally, because if they don't, they'll be in court, and then they'll cut them equally.
Yeah, they cut men's golf, and then they cut women's golf, and then they cut men's diving.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's diving. What I, yeah. Yes. They won't just cut women's sports, they'll cut everything.
But it's female sports that are really taking the hit. It really is. These people are asses. Now, the second reason Democrats can never be allowed in control of our government again. In the House, which unfortunately, because you assholes who voted for Trump sat at home in 2018, and 37 of you pussy ass surrender flag waving Republican douches didn't run for office again. The Nancy Pelosi is in charge of the House of Representatives. It could have easily been stopped. There's no way they should have been able to take over, but they did. So. With having the majority in the House, not a big one, I think it's 18 votes, 17 votes, the House Democrats unanimously blocked a resolution this week. Unanimously. Every single Democrat voted against this resolution. The resolution condemned acts of violence and rioting, including, quote, deliberate targeting of law enforcement officers. Every single Democrat apparently is in favor of acts of violence and rioting and deliberate targeting of law enforcement officers because every single one of them voted against it. The resolution did support peaceful protesters, but it noted that protests have been exploited by violent extremists. Gee, that's far-fetched. Where did they come up with that?
Did that really happen?
Oh, my goodness. Representative Jim Jordan spoke in favor of the resolution, and he argued that while Floyd's death was as wrong could be, there's a big difference between peaceful protests and rioting. Doesn't take a Mensa student to make that statement. Apparently, there are no Mensa students on the Democrat side because not one of them agreed with getting rid of condemning acts of violence, rioting, and targeting police officers. Not one.
Well,
is that the party we want in control of our government?
Well, here, can I throw one more at you, which is another one of those unanimous things. And it killed me, too. And the key here was unanimous. The Seattle City Council, and I don't remember if it was which day it was. It was over the past 2 or 3 days. They decided 12-0, they decided that they were no longer going to prosecute or go after drug dealers, prostitutes, and loiterers. And this is just, it's one thing to pass the bill. Okay, I understand. Okay, you passed the bill. It was unanimous. There wasn't one intelligent person on that council.
I got something for you.
Okay.
You know what that was?
It was a beer bottle cracking or crushing from back in the day.
Water bottle. I don't drink. It was the sound of real estate prices in Seattle plummeting.
Oh, there you go. it's just insane. Not one single person unanimous.
Well, that's because there isn't one single Republican on the city council in Seattle. So you get the government that you vote for.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, you get the government you deserve.
Yeah, and don't get me started on the police reform bill, because that's just total political bullshit. And I posted on my wall. If you haven't watched it, go to my wall, look at it. It's not too far down. It's just a day or two ago. Zip Allen, Facebook. Tim Scott responding to the Democrats blocking his reform bill from even being discussed. No, they weren't blocking it from passing. They're blocking it from even coming to the floor to be discussed. They could have still filibustered against it and kept it from being voted on. No, they filibustered against even discussing it. That's because they don't want to discuss police reform. They want an issue to bang the orange man bad with through the November election, because they figure America is stupid enough to fall for it.
Yep.
It's freaking hard. I think Tim Scott should be our president right now today. But actually, I really think he should dump Pence and take Tim Scott on as VP. And then when he gets the economy going again, he can resign after 6 years, or stretch it out to 8 if his brain's still working. And Tim Scott will be the president in 4 years. I don't care. Tim Scott's the only guy out there. The only guy out there who
don't want Trump to resign after 2 years.
Why?
Because then Tim Scott can only run one time.
No, he can run two times.
Nope, not after. No, there's a.
We talked about this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
you can be elected.
No, you can't. If the vice president becomes president, there's a period of time that if they're president that long, they can't run for their first term.
It's over 2 years.
It's something like that.
There's a specific amount of days that.
Oh, then whatever it is, pick that day and then you resign.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with that. But I've got, here it is. Here's the Tim Scott thing. I think he's a leader that has common sense, and he speaks with compassion and heart, and he gets it on both sides. He gets that China's the biggest threat to our country, and he also gets that he's a black guy. He gets friggin' pulled over. He's been pulled over 7 times since he's been a senator in Washington, D.C. Driving while black, one of my friends called it. I've heard that before, but I've got a friend who says that. And he's right. You know, that shit's wrong. That's the kind of stuff that needs reformed. Okay? But no, I think Tim Scott should be the vice president of the United States and eventually the president of the United States. And he would get this shit right. And if he dumps Pence and takes Nikki Haley, all bets are off. I might not even vote for Trump. Nikki Haley's left their fucking reservation. And those of you who don't know who either one of them are, God damn. Stop watching CNN. Now, we know many of you are suffering financially because of COVID and all the hindrances that that's brought into the business world and your jobs and everything else. DJ Slim found an interesting way you can scarf up an extra 20 grand or 10 for second place, 5 for third place. Here's everything you need to know about a new contest that NASA has put out there for you to make the money.
Yeah, NASA's got this new Lunar Loo challenge. And like you said, 20,000 to first.
Lunar Loo.
Lunar Loo.
They're using the British word for it. Okay.
Okay. And what they're looking for is the astronauts have said that they do not want to use the current poop and pee system on the Mars mission.
What are they going to do?
Well, an interesting fact.
Right now they have giant space diapers and these gigantic shuttle toilets.
Correct. And a lot of I did do a little bit of research on this. A lot of astronauts opt to wear the diapers because they do not like to use the tubes to pee in and, you know, this and that and everything else. And when they landed on the moon, they did have to wear diapers. But the astronauts that are going to Mars, they've specifically said they do not want to use the current system for going to the bathroom. Right. So NASA has come up with the Lunar Loo Challenge, and they are going to crowdsource ideas for the next toilet in space. This is open pretty much to everybody. There is a whole list of rules. Just type in Lunar Loo Challenge in Google. You'll get all the specs. But, I mean, this is like you got to come up with something amazing. And here's the thing. It's got to be lighter, more efficient, and better than the current system. So if you got an engineering degree and you're looking to make $20,000, look it up. See if you can, you know, figure out how the astronauts can poop or pee. I had a good idea. My kids, you know, my daughters and my wife, they were working on something. But my idea was simple. There's no gravity. So just let her rip and grab a bucket and just start, you know, running around the spaceship and, you know, pick it up with a bucket. Hey, why not? Oh, wait.
The smell is still there.
There is bonus points. Hold on. There is a bonus point section for this. They also need these toilets to be able to have when astronauts are sick and are throwing up or have diarrhea. The diarrhea one isn't so much an issue, but the throwing up. If you can come up with a system that will not have the astronaut put their face into a toilet seat of some sort where you actually would use, you know, poop or pee into, you get bonus points. So
I figured this out.
What do you got?
Well, because basically now what they do is they poop or pee into a hose or a hole with a vacuum attached.
Right, right, right.
Or they wear a giant space diaper. Those are really the two choices that they have. I think we do is we take all their meals, you know, they get those meals ready to eat, those little, everything's prepackaged and stuff. And we put little metal shavings in all their food. And then we just basically put a bucket with a magnet in the bottom. Okay. Cause then you don't have to worry about gravity. You take a shit, boom, magnet grabs it.
That would work.
Yeah.
Well, just remember if you saw the movie Martian, how he survived by growing potatoes by using all his comrades' poops.
Yes. It was fertilizers.
Yep. That was important.
It was important. You sound like you could win the 20,000. I don't think they're going to eat metal.
Well, you know, CB
for the win.
I went to the official website to look up the rules just to see. Because, you know, this is NASA. This is big bucks. I'm telling you, to do this right, you're going to spend more than the $20,000, I think, to come up with a prototype. And it's not even going to be worth it because only one person is going to get $20,000. So a lot of people are going to go broke trying to build a new toilet for NASA.
Yeah,
that's actually not uncommon that you have to build a prototype.
Well, yeah, but this is you're talking about something. If NASA can't figure it out with the geniuses and the scientists that they have there,
they don't want to bother.
Well,
excuse
maybe,
me. Maybe you want to know something? If they get a good idea, it'll cost them $35,000.
Well, the Russian one that they're using on the International Space Station right now is a $19 million contraption that's been there since 2008. And SpaceX
has it be full by now.
Yeah. Good point. SpaceX new and mysterious commode on its Crew Dragon spacecraft likely employs a basic hose and bag system, much like what's on Russia's Soyuz. And one of the sidebar articles here, which kind of grossed me out, is this Italian astronaut, Samantha Cristoforetti, demonstrated on camera how to use the Russian toilet. And there's she's standing there holding her poop bag after. I didn't need to see that. No. Just saying. No. But there you go, folks. Fast 20 grand.
Yeah.
Well,
you can figure it out.
This next story is about animals. And it comes from CB. Because he likes me to freak. He likes to freak me the hell out. Now, this didn't freak me out, not completely, but I didn't go through the whole thing. But it sure is weird. And it's about lobsters, because he knows that's like my favorite thing to order in a restaurant. I'm a lobster-holic. If you have lobsters, I will go to your restaurant. Number eight is where it started. Yes, number eight is where it started. His favorite one.
Yes, the that's headline, my favorite.
Lobsters pee out of their faces.
Imagine if people did that.
It's a good thing we don't eat lobster faces. But because I mean, you know, when I get my already cooked peeled shrimp from the store, I still break off the tails and squeeze it out because I don't want any little shrimp poop in my going into my cocktail sauce. You know what I'm saying?
Understood. Yeah. It's like deveining the lobster when really what you're doing is taking out the intestinal tract.
You're taking out the poop.
Yeah. But they call it deveining, so it doesn't sound as bad.
But CB wanted me to look a little differently at lobsters, and I will now that I've learned that they excrete their waste from their face. And a lobster pees from other openings located at the base of its second antenna. And these are excretory. Yeah, that's the word. Must be their birthday.
Yep, lobster birthday.
Excretory organs are called green glands.
That's easy for you to say.
And they include a sac linked to the bladder by a coiled tube. They also excrete from other places on their bodies, including their gills and digestive glands.
They just pee out of everything.
And it isn't just about getting rid of toxic waste products. It's part of the lobster mating ritual. Apparently,
they can't tell the difference between peeing and mating.
Well, male lobsters love to fight. And female lobsters seek out the most aggressive dominant male in the area and show their interest by peeing repeatedly into his shelter. Their urine contains pheromones, which calms him down and gets him in the mood for hanky-panky.
Well, I'll tell you, it's actually very common in the mammal world where we get shit on by our wives all the time.
There you go. And lobsters, when they're fighting? I never thought of that. I've been in a number of fights in my life. Lobsters also urinate in each other's faces during fights to express themselves.
Wow.
See, I thought a left jab, right cross was a little more effective. You know, I didn't really think whipping out and peeing on him wasn't going to do me anything but get kicked in the nuts. So what else?
Might make him run away.
What else we got here? Let's go back. Number one, weird facts about lobsters. Lobster was once a poor man's food. Well, that's over.
Oh, yeah.
Although since we're not exporting our lobsters to China anymore because of the tariffs and Canada's picked up all that extra business, the price of lobster has come down.
Well, the thing about it being a poor man's food is it used to be so easy to go out and catch them in the ocean. They were only allowed, there was a rule in prisons in Massachusetts, they were only allowed to feed the inmates lobsters twice a week.
Oh, they don't scream when you put them in the water because they don't have any vocal cords. Oh, lobster relationships only last 2 weeks.
That sounds familiar.
This must be 1983. That's about how long my relationships lasted in 1983.
It reminds me of high school.
What else do they do? Females carry live sperm up to 2 years. Oh, so they're going to, the female carries live sperm up to 2 years. So that means they could pretty much, and if they only last 2 weeks, they could have mated with 50 aggressive lobsters over that 2 year period. And then they just decide whoever the richest lobster was, that's the one they named the lobster daddy.
Right, child support.
Yeah. You're the lobster daddy. How do you know?
It was you.
I saved it.
I saved it.
When lobsters mate, the male deposits the sperm in the female before she leaves. Yeah, no shit.
Good.
But that doesn't mean her eggs are fertilized right away.
Is that how that works?
In some cases, if he hasn't provided enough sperm to fertilize all her legs, and there could be tens of thousands, all her eggs, there could be tens of thousands of them, so she has to seek out more additional males to get the job done. And then she makes fun of them to the other female lobsters.
He was a good fighter, but his sperm was just totally inadequate.
The female decides when conditions are just right. She can stir live sperm for 2 years. And then they can stay inside her fertilized for another year before she lays them.
Sounds like a long pregnancy.
And then they attach to her swimmerettes, which are the small legs under her tail, for another 9 to 11 months.
Man, she's got to be just doing ordinary. Wow.
In other words, lobsters are horny fucks.
Well, I know, but to be, you know, carrying eggs that long, that's got to be miserable.
Yeah, but at least you don't pee out your face.
Yeah.
But we have that. Now, we've got another story here that will probably fall on deaf ears if you're in the Bring Down America crowd, and we're okay with that. We just want to give a warning out to any of our middle-aged listeners thinking of getting into the search for female companionship derby. If this damn China flu ever lets us. Guys, when you get back out there in circulation, if you're not the 25-year-old in the bar catching the corona and you're the 55-year-old out there looking to score for the first time in, like, forever, and you join one of those dating profile things, you put your picture up, if you have a cat, well, first of all, you're a man. You shouldn't have a cat. But if you do have a cat.
I like cats.
If you have a cat, don't put the cat in your picture.
All right.
Men who likes cats are way less likely to get dates. Study by Colorado State University found that women are less likely to swipe right or say yes to men if they're posing with a cat in the picture. Scientists showed hundreds of women's photos of two men, both men pictured with and without the furry companion. Responses showed that the men's luck got noticeably worse when the women saw the picture with the cat. Men holding cats are viewed as less masculine, more neurotic, agreeable and open, less dateable. They're metrosexuals. No woman wants a man that she has to be his mommy. Just saying.
I just figured having a cat in your thing was a subliminal message about pussy, but I guess not.
No, it just means you're a wimp.
I was looking for a deeper meaning.
Well, there's 708 women. Women prefer men with good genes, often defined as more masculine traits. Clearly, the presence of a cat diminishes that perception.
I guess.
Yeah, men and women got matched more when they included a picture of their dog in the profile, though. Women received 150% more messages, 100% more super likes, and 122% more total interactions, while men saw increases of 75% more messages, 200% more likes, and 53% more total interactions. I can vouch for that, because when I put a picture of one of my dogs up, I could say the most profound, funny thing in the very next post I put up. It doesn't get near as many likes as a dog picture.
No, but isn't the whole point of of a dating app to see the person that you're actually, you know, swiping right or swiping left or
God know. No. Jesus, you have to lie like a rug.
I'm glad you said that. I thought it came out your mouth.
Yeah.
You gotta lie your ass off.
Absolutely.
Well, actually, what you gotta do is you gotta be like CNN. Okay. You don't have to necessarily lie.
Just airbrush.
You just airbrush a little bit, and then you only tell the stories that make you look good.
Well, you only tell half the story.
Yeah, so you only tell half the story. They can find out the warts and shit later on. But that's it. So anyway, guys, and I have a particular friend of mine.
I'm a beverage distribution manager.
I have a particular friend of mine.
It means I bring the coffee.
Who's in the process of taking down all his pictures on Facebook. And he's a good looking man. You know, he's a little older than me, not much, but he's a good looking single guy. And, you know, he's funny and he's got cats. And I'm just telling him he's going to take down all his pictures. I guess he won't be putting up with him and his cat, but you know, just leave it alone. And he knows who he is. He listens. Love you, bud. It's okay. Just trying to help. Now we do have time. Sports.
We got time.
We got sports.
We always talking have sports.
Oh, I gotta tell you this one thing that happened that was funny. Columbia, Maryland Target store yesterday. Black Lives Matter was all over inside the store with a bullhorn, yelling at people about their privilege and all that bullshit, right? But among their demands, Target must stop calling police on black shoplifters.
What are they supposed to do? Just let them grab the stuff?
They're not supposed to call police on black shoplifters, because if you call police on black shoplifters, you're racist.
Okay.
Now, I'll give you an example of the mindset of the people who march with them, because I read the other day 46% of the people marching with Black Lives Matter are white liberals. Only 26% of the people are actually black. Okay. There's a guy in Minneapolis. He called the cops after getting robbed at gunpoint last week. Okay. Then he's relating the story to news media and he publicly apologized. And this is a quote, putting those boys' lives in danger by calling the cops. He got robbed at gunpoint and then he apologized for calling the police.
Dumbass.
And then he called them boys anyway, proving he really is a liberal white racist. You don't call a black man a boy. That's horrible. Ugh, dickheads. March of the morons.
Pretty much.
What's happened? Oh, yeah. Here, just to prove the media is fair and honest, Ryan Lizzo of CNN today asked the press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, does the president think it was a good idea the South lost the Civil War? That's the news media today, people. I know. Amazing. What else can you do but sigh? You know, Slim?
I mean, it's just amazing that this. Here's the thing. You guys are not, I'm not being an asshole, but you're older and wiser than me. Okay.
Well, you guys are older.
You guys,
we play wiser on TV.
Well, no. and you guys understand and see where all this is going. And, you know, I'm only 41 and I see where all this is going. But if you get below me and, you know, younger than me, they have no clue. They just, this is just so sad.
I'm really thinking 40 is the cutoff right now. Yeah.
It really kind of is. Between 36 and 40 is your cutoff.
Yeah. Somewhere in there. So sports. Okay, all these sports seasons have been, you know, kaput because of this thing, and everything's been screwed up, wrecked up. We've got some information on what's going on. Now, the NBA is coming back on July 30th, and everybody's going to be in Orlando at three different resorts, but there's only going to be 22 teams because it's only the teams that are within 8 games of making a playoff spot. So the other teams that have been on vacation for 3 months are still on vacation. But they're going to seed these 22 teams for the 16 playoff spots. And then they're going to have the playoffs from August 18th to October 12th. That's assuming it goes to a 7th game in the finals. Now, the basketball season started on October 22nd. So it's going to take a full year to do the season. And if they start the season on time for next year, the champ, the two teams in the finals will only have a week off. That's it. Now, hockey is
just play. Jesus.
Hockey started on October 2nd, would have been over on April 4th. Basketball would have been over on April 15th. Hockey would have been over on April 4th. They haven't confirmed when they're starting yet right now, but it looks like late July, and the end's going to be in October or November. So the end of the hockey season will be after when the next season is supposed to start. Then,
well, at least they're making an attempt.
Baseball, they said July 23rd or 24th, but Fox was advertising today it starts on the 25th. So I'm not sure the exact date. But it's going to run from, they're going to run 60 games season till September 27th. Okay, 60 games, that's it. I don't know what that proves.
I don't know how long. Well, the thing is, they got to get some money in the door. They don't care what it proves.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah, but they're only, you know, it depends on where
the Red Sox have already lost their best pitcher for the season.
Oh, did they? No.
Chris Sale? Yeah. He's on the injured list. 60-day.
Oh. I thought he got his elbow fixed.
No? Just came out.
Oh, just came out?
Yeah, a day or so ago.
Well, maybe Cam Newton.
He's on the 60-day injured list.
Maybe Cam Newton can pitch on off days. He's in town.
Don't even start.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Wasn't supposed to mention that. Thank you. So anyway, baseball playoffs are going to take a little over a month. So it's going to end like the first week of November. So I'm assuming the World Series will be between the Colorado Rockies and the New York Yankees. Or Cleveland Indians.
You've got to be someplace colder than that.
We got to have snow. We got to have snow. But this is sports. This is what's going on in sports. Now, what if these guys decided, you know, these NBA, what if one of these NBA guys decided that he wants to identify as a female?
Go play in the WNBA.
Could he join the WNBA? He'd have to take a hell of a pay cut. In the top salary in the WNBA, like $150,000 or $200,000?
Yeah, but you could be some schmuck who got cut from an NBA team, put on a dress, go play for the WNBA.
Oh, yeah, that's true. What's a league minimum for the NBA? About $1 million.
Oh, close probably to more than that.
I think it's 1.1 or 1.2, something like that. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if he was like there's 12 guys carried on the team and he was like the 13th or 14th guy and he got cut, instead of going to play in the D League, he could say, I'm female. I want to play for the
Rookie minimum is $893,310.
Okay. And that's for somebody who wasn't drafted. That's for a free agent number.
No, it's a rookie.
Yeah, it's a rookie minimum. For like a free agent.
It's the rookie minimum.
Yeah. If you're drafted in the first round, your minimum is five times that. So that's okay.
The minimum, let's see, for the WNBA, the minimum is $41,965. So it's a bit of a pay cut.
Yeah. Well, what's the max? Because he'll obviously be the best player.
Who's the highest
paid? Highest paid player in the WNBA.
$127,000.
Yep. All right, there you go. He'll break the record. He'll get 135, 140, and be a champion.
And
speaking of champions, they restarted the English Premier League, and Liverpool is already the champions. Fastest any team's ever won it. There's still seven games left to go. So go on, your Reds. My comic kickball team did it after 30 years. You know, I told you, being a Liverpool fan is like being a Cowboys fan. A once great and proud franchise that dominated their sport that hadn't done shit in 25 or 30 years. Cowboys, it's your turn.
There you go.
Even though I'm going to see the Bucks. So we have a song to end the show tonight, and we're going to dedicate it to Senator Dick Blumenthal of Connecticut.
All right. Have a good night.
I'll see you
next week.
Bye.
Good night. Good night, Wesley.